Welcome to the Raising Killen podcast. My name is Marsh Naidu and I blog at raisingkillen.org, where we curate resources for parents raising children with disabilities. On today's episode, we are joined by Dana Kramer, Levi Irvin, as well as Drake Barks, in honor of Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day, which is happening on March 25th. As always, remember the information provided on this podcast is purely educational, and if you are seeking advice for your specific situation, to contact a trained professional. So guys, we are having a mini reunion, and we did an episode about 2 years ago, and that was episode 12 on March the 6th, talking about Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day. And we have our people back. We have Levi and his mom, Dana, as well as Drake Box, that are just going to kind of reflect and catch us all up as to what's happening in their lives and talk a little bit about what Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day means to them as well. So I'm going to start off with the youngest. So Levinator, tell us how you are doing. Catch us up as to what's happening in school and all the good stuff.
Yeah, so I'm pretty chill lately. I moved up to middle school, so that's been a change. But I'm adapting to it. And everything's been going pretty smooth, and I've had to adapt to some things, but things have been going really good lately.
And I see you really kind of big into robotics and technology, and that just blows my mind. So what's happening as far as that, Levi?
So I joined the robotics club in my school, and their season just ended, and I just enjoyed coding games, so I've been doing that.
Well, you can talk about how the region.
Oh yeah, yeah. I went to a regions tournament for video game programming, and I won third in my age group.
That's amazing, Levi. You're just being modest there, Dana. Any other stuff? Cool.
He's
stuff?
He's so modest because he invented, like, created a video game with two levels. He went to district for, like, his county, won first place, then went to regions and got third place. And he's so chill. He's like, oh, I mean, no big deal. I'm like, Levi, this is amazing. We're so proud of you.
Dana, what's been happening with you?
Oh, my gosh. In 2 years. Well, had another kid. Levi's a big brother now. He's totally adjusting to that. He is the best big brother. So I'm juggling, you know, special needs mom and a toddler. So that's exciting. I'm tired 24/7. Man, but definitely full of joy. They are the best kids. Aww. So it's been a fun. I mean, me and the hubby are doing wonderful. Things are doing good. Oh, we're like maybe hoping to extend our home, get Levi like a handicap accessible bathroom. And so we've got some big things going on. Life's good.
And Drake, what is going on with you, Drake Box?
Well, right now I'm trying to finish up my last year in university, college, whichever you want to call it. I set up my last semester of undergrad, so that's pretty exciting and nerve-wracking all at the same time, but I'm excited to be getting into my career and just finishing up school and seeing where life takes me.
All right, this is just open-ended, so you all jump in at any time. We're just talking about Cerebral Palsy Awareness here, so just whoever wants to go first, just go ahead and do your thing.
I'm going on a special needs mom cruise to the Bahamas, like mom's trip with just moms. Yes! It wasn't like...
Marsha's like, where's my invitation?
It wasn't supposed to be on Cerebral Palsy Day. It just kind of happened. But it is going to be a bunch of moms with special needs kids. So it'll be cool for us to sneak away. So Levi, he's got big man plans. Like him and Ryan are
going. Me and Ryan are going to go do something.
On plans, but they know they're having like a big man day, fun day for sure.
And how did this cruise come up? What in the world?
You know that Levi used to, you know, be heavily involved in ESP.
Right.
And so these are ESP moms. These are just moms from, and we have a moms group and we get together once a month. We try to like do paintings or dinner out or a gathering at someone's house, game night, et cetera. But we just kind of all get together and leave the kids and the husbands and we just step away. I think, you know, sometimes it's very healthy mental health choices. You know, sometimes you need to step away so you can recharge to be the special needs mom that you need to be, you know? So it's a really awesome group of women that I, you know, have really gotten me through some tough times. They're pretty awesome.
What it means to me is it's a day to recognize who I am and to not only see things that would be good to work on, but see benefits from CP, which if you look for them, you can find them. And it's about staying positive and about just appreciating who you are.
To piggyback off of him, I just wanted to say, you know, I think that day really allows me for a time to reflect on everything that I've been through regarding my CP and just seeing the progress that I've been able to make and then just seeing the lives that I've been able to touch with having CP and all the doors that it's opened. And it just makes me appreciate life a little bit more because, you know, CP makes us special. It makes us part of who we are and you just got to embrace it and make the best of your situation. And that's what I plan on doing every day.
For me, Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day is basically about educating and empowering parents and kids and basically the community. And it's about us getting together to touch each other's lives and see where we at. And it's just all about that community and that support base. So
I definitely, like, I couldn't agree more with you guys. I told y'all what I was doing, but I didn't tell you what it meant to me. Stemming off everything, you know, what the boys said, what you said. But for me, every time this day rolls around every year, it brings like a sense of hope from a parent's perspective. Like, yeah, we did it. Another year down. This did not hold us back. We, you know, and I reflect on all the things that Levi did. And so it's kind of, for me, I see all those things and I definitely want to bring awareness, but as a mom, it's kind of like, you know, a little trophy mark, like another year down, we did it, we're getting it done. It's a really emotional and important day for me as a mom. I'm sure you can relate, Marsh.
Yes, ma'am. Well, guys, is there anything that y'all would like to end off with before we sign off? And maybe just a little promise that we'll check back with each other next year. Any last words before y'all go?
Thanks for having us. It's really cool that we all get together and can just chat.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize the importance of the friendships that we have, not with just each other, but that we have in the disability community. And I just want to touch on the fact that I love that I'm able to advocate for us, for myself, for Kellen, for Levi. It brings so much joy to my heart, and it's not something that I really experienced all the time when it came to CP. So I appreciate y'all for that opportunity, and thanks for having me. And
guys, thank you for your time.
Everybody have an awesome CP day. Love you
too. You too. You take care, hon. Bye, Jay. Bye, Levi. Bye, Jay.
Bye.
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 As always, thank you for listening along on the Raising Kellen podcast. Be sure to leave a rate and review on this podcast episode, and we would sincerely appreciate a share. But more importantly, we would like for you to reflect on what this day means to you. As always, remember, get to the top of your mountain. This is Marsh Naidoo signing off.